This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Several Virginia elementary school students needed medical attention yesterday after eating gummy bears laced with what authorities said was fentanyl. The Amherst County Sheriff's Office said seven children at Central Elementary School experienced a reaction to ingesting gummy bears while at the school. Five of the students had to receive medical attention. According to the Amherst County Public Schools Superintendent's Office, they did confirm that the bag of gummy bears was brought from home by a student. The sheriff's office is investigating the incident. Massachusetts health officials warning that a hepatitis A outbreak has hit the state, and it looks like a similar outbreak that occurred several years ago. 10 cases have been confirmed since September 1st of this year, with more than half occurring since November 1st. Some of the cases have been severe, with seven requiring hospitalization. However, no deaths have been reported. The patients are between the ages of 35 and 60. Seven of the patients are men and three are women. House Speaker Mike Johnson claims that the White House is obstructing the inquiry into President Biden. To address this, he deems it essential to hold a vote this week to formalize the impeachment inquiry.
To fulfill our constitutional responsibility, we have to take the next step. We're not making a political decision. It's not. It's a legal decision.
The Louisiana Republican emphasizing that investigators will objectively follow the facts without preconceived judgments. The vote to authorize the investigation may take place as early as today. President Biden warning that as Israel's conflict with Hamas intensifies, global support for Israel is diminishing, stating that Netanyahu opposes a two-state solution. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For many, holiday season is the happiest time of the year. However, the hectic schedules can impact our mental health. Mental health expert Bradley Dirks from Kansas State University advises being mindful of stress levels during the holidays.
We're driven by expectations, and there's external expectations of the family. We've always done this in the family, and therefore it's your job now to maintain this, and there's expectations we place on ourselves.
According to the American Psychological Association, nearly 90% of people surveyed reported experiencing increased stress during the holiday season. Actor Will Ferrell speculated during a speech at the Women in Entertainment Gala that the world would do better with exclusively female leadership. Ferrell gave opening remarks for the Women in Entertainment Breakfast Gala hosted by The Hollywood Reporter, saying, "This is such a wonderful event where we honor and support and continue to fight for women in all facets of the entertainment world. But you know what? Forget about the entertainment world. Isn't it just time for women to run the planet?" He went on to say, "I'm not just trying to placate you, I swear, but I don't know what else to do because we men, we've been running the show since what, 10,000 BC, something like that, and we're not doing so good." I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. The New York Post is reporting that Hunter Biden skips deposition. This is the headline. Rips House GOP under contempt threat. The 53-year-old son of the president gave a surprise speech outside the Capitol this morning, beginning 10 minutes after he was supposed to be testifying under oath, under threat of a contempt vote. He says, "For 6 years, I've been the target of the unrelenting Trump attack machine shouting, 'Where's Hunter?' Well, here's my answer. I am here," Hunter said. Well, here is not there where you're supposed to be, Hunter. Oh, by the way, but that's the way Hunter lives his life. He lives life in the gray areas. It's not black and white. So, you know, he gives you testimony. He says, "I'm here." No, here was supposed to be in front of Congress answering questions. He says, "Let me state as clearly as I can. My father was not financially involved in my business, not as a practicing lawyer, not as a board member of Burisma, not my partnership with a Chinese private businessman, not in my investments at home nor abroad, and certainly not as an artist," because Joe, he doesn't know colors. He doesn't know how to paint, I guess. I don't know. But that's his statement, and of course, this is still developing, and we'll see if he actually gets into the chambers there and conducts the interview the way he's supposed to. Hey, Scott Powell is with us right now. He's the author of Rediscovering America and currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute, a member of the committee of This Present Danger China. Scott, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks, Bill.
So what's your read on the Hunter Biden deal? I mean, how arrogant. I mean, he's supposed to be in the meeting behind closed doors, and he's out, you know, giving a little presser, you know, 10 minutes behind. I mean, it's like he is like this defiant child who's being a bit of a brat. And, you know, as James Dobson would talk about the strong-willed child, he says, "If little Johnny stands before you with his hands on his hips begging to be spanked, then I believe you should not disappoint him."
Well, you know, we've our country's been transformed from a constitutional republic and rule of law to to political drama manipulating public opinion, manipulating, deflecting issues, and creating secondary issues that take people's attention away from what really needs to be happening.
It's just out of order, Scott. Frankly, that's really what it is. You know,
it is, and I'll be very disappointed if Congress doesn't act to impose some serious reprimand if he refuses to testify.
I would have loved while he was doing that presser is that if they'd have sent somebody, the sergeant of arms, down to arrest him.
Oh yeah, wouldn't that have been nice?
I mean, it would have made a statement. I mean, it had brought things back to order. But there's been so much flexibility, you know, to your point, on this that we're losing control. We get back to what you and I have been talking about, you know, for the last year plus, is that, politics is supposed to be downstream culture. And they have flipped the switch to where culture is downstream politics. It's out of its lane. And we give it too much authority. And because it has too much authority, we get things like this. And as I've been saying all morning, I think this is just symptomatic of bigger problems that we have in our country to deal with, because we're not following the rule book, Scott. The Constitution is out the window, and Joe Biden and the Democrats are making this up as we go along.
Well, we are in, for lack, you know, the way I view what's going on in America, we're in a controlled demolition of our country, and it, mm-hmm. it involves so many well different said. Dimensions, not the least of which is mm-hmm. dissolving not only our border with mm-hmm. other countries, but our borders within. Yes. Every level of our government has been distorted. Mm-hmm. You know, and the
operative word here that you use is controlled.
Yeah.
Controlled. Yeah, exactly.
Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, the Constitution, the Declaration, all these ideas are being demeaned. You know, they're being mm-hmm. undermined. We're destroying our military internally. I mean, mm-hmm. we've imposed on our military critical race theory, diversity, equity, and inclusion as the criteria. Is the new culture of the military. And what does that mean? It means that merit is no longer important. If there's exactly. one institution where merit is important, it is the military.
Yeah,
the military has one
and
purpose and one purpose only, and that is to keep the morale and the training high and to be able to fight and win wars. To first deter war, because we have a strong fighting force. We have an esprit de corps.
Exactly.
You don't mess with us.
Mm-hmm.
We've destroyed that. Mm-hmm. And our enemies know that. Mm-hmm. We are in a controlled demolition of the United States right now. We are being destroyed from within, and the Chinese are largely behind it.
Mm-hmm.
They're the masters of all this.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Chinese who have been abetted and aided by our own elected officials, like
yeah.
the Biden family, like Joe Biden himself, like Barack Obama, like Nancy Pelosi. I mean, go down the list. Eric Swalwell. All these double agents that are in our branches of government, supposedly to serve the people, they're serving themselves and other interests other than America. This is why Donald Trump threatens them, because Donald Trump exposed them for who they are, and the media can only cover up so much. Some of this stuff is so obvious, Scott. That, you just have to sit there and just say, okay, I'm going to purposely stick my head in the sand and ignore and just hope it'll go away. But the fact of the matter is that with each day, as each day passes, more and more of this great American experiment is slipping through our fingers.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I wanted to talk about the Reconciliation
yes.
Monument in Arlington
mm-hmm.
Cemetery. You know,
right.
Arlington Cemetery is our most hallowed ground. It is sacred. And the Reconciliation Monument, if the audience doesn't know about this, let me explain what it is and how it came about. After the Civil War was very divisive, and even though the war ended with the Confederates surrendering at Appomattox Courthouse in Virginia, the war was over. Reconstruction and reunification was very difficult.
Yes.
There was a lot of ill will in the country. The country was mm-hmm. very divided after
right.
the Civil War, right up into the late 19th century. Then the Spanish-American War came along, and it turns out that the Southerners, who have this great tradition of fighting, you know, the rebel yell and the fighting Joe Wheeler, and so you know the South has had a culture of great fighters more than the North, and so the enlisted men from the South played a decisive role in bringing an end to the Spanish-American War in less than 4 months. Remember,
right.
Spain was a more formidable military power than America.
Mm-hmm.
At least that was the perception. So because of the Southern contribution, we won that war quickly. And then the president at that time, William McKinley, President McKinley, saw this as an opportunity to bring reconciliation between
I'll tell
North
you what,
and the South.
We're going to have to pause for a moment, go to break, and we'll pick it up from there. More from Scott Powell after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Cameroon are often forced to hide their faith. Others who are curious about Christ must proceed with extreme caution or risk humiliation and even physical violence. The Tide Ministry is thrilled to have recently reached Cameroon with gospel radio broadcasts. We pray that our programs can both empower believers with positive encouragement and inspire new listeners to trust in Christ. The initial report indicates that programs have been successfully launched in both the Bulu and Fulfulde languages. This outreach into remote areas is having significant impact. Approximately 3,000 listeners responded in just the first 2 months, and over 550 made decisions to follow Christ. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here along with Scott Powell. And Scott, I want to pick up where we left off regarding the Reconciliation Monument.
Well,
go ahead.
It's a great story, and it really is a central story to the legacy and the story of America and why we're a great country. So what happened, we were talking about the quick victory of the Spanish-American War that was facilitated by the contribution of Southern soldiers and officers. And William McKinley was the president. He saw this as an opportunity to really get reunification of the country, a sense of, you know, that we are one people, one Americans. We have one military from many parts of the country, and we'll celebrate through through reconciliation. And so this monument was conceived by McKinley, and his successors chose a great sculptor named Moses Ezekiel. He happened to be a VMI-trained cadet from the South. But he was an incredible sculptor. He sculpted this monument during the presidency of Howard Taft, which is somewhere around 1906, 7, 8, 9, 10. It was a long project, and it was his final work. And then it was unveiled by Woodrow Wilson. You know, the Democrat president had nothing but, you know, wonderful things to say about it. I mean, he said, and I'll quote, "The monument represented the best of America, a spirit of reconciliation, democracy, freedom, heroism, and patriotism." And hardly anyone voiced any criticism of this grand monument, which is a unique masterpiece with intricate bronze sculpture, 33 feet tall, probably weighs 25 tons, and there it sits in Arlington Cemetery and has been there all this time. As a matter of fact, former Secretary of Navy Jim Webb wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal about this removal of the reconciliation money. He said it'd be a travesty, and he explained how while he was senator in Virginia after the Vietnam War, he took representatives from North Vietnam and South Vietnam, he took them to the Reconciliation Monument, and he explained the story of reconciliation of the North and the South in America, and what a united country we were, that we overcame our resentment, our vindictiveness against our former enemy, and had reconciliation, which is a Christian virtue. And isn't it interesting that they want to take this monument now down, starting next Monday, a week ahead of Christmas?
Yes,
it's a travesty. I wish I had more time to explain the whole story, but in any case, this monument has served a great purpose, and soldiers have come back from Afghanistan and Iraq, and they're suffering from, you know, trauma,
PTSD,
disorder, yes, right. And they've gone to this monument and prayed by the monument, and many have been healed. It's just an amazing thing. And unfortunately, after the George Floyd riots that tore up America, burned down many of our cities, Congress said they had to do something. Well, what did they come up with? They certainly didn't come up with the idea that we ought to enforce the law and people that burn cities ought to go to jail, ought to be prosecuted.
Right.
No, they chose to say, well, maybe if we can expunge the Confederate slaveholding history from, of America's history, if we can expunge that, that we can, we can buy peace. Well, so the naming
they paid George Floyd family $27 million in hopes of buying
unbelievable.
Peace.
It's a travesty.
Work.
The whole thing's a travesty. And so the Confederate bases of the South were renamed, right? Fort Benning, Fort Bragg. These were all Confederate generals. Fort Hood in Texas was renamed. All of the Confederate names were taken out of the military, and they decided to throw the net around the Reconciliation Monument because it dealt with the reconciliation of the Confederates and the Union, the South and the North.
Yeah.
Of course, that's virtuous. But for people who want to destroy America, they want to keep this division going. And so the naming commission said that monument must be taken down. And the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. Has scheduled it to start taking it down next Monday. We have been involved in legal action to stop this. But unfortunately, we need help now because we are filing an appeal and a preliminary injunction. We already owe the law firm a lot of money for the work they've already done, but this is a critical time, and so I would ask your audience to go to the site. It's defendarlington.org.
Defend Arlington.org.
You can remember Arlington Cemetery. Just defendarlington.org. You can read about it. You can see the letter there. If you click through on the left side, you scroll down, you'll see the ability to click through to the correspondence. You'll see a letter that was drafted 2 days ago from 44 congressmen imploring Secretary of Defense Austin from stand down and do not remove this monument. And he is not stopping. He's not stopping, so we need to take the next step. All of this is big time legal action. It costs a lot of money, and we need help. So
is he the sole decider on this, Scott?
And you can fill out the form and click through, and you'll be able to easily donate to this cause.
Exactly.
There's nothing more important. This is the most significant monument in America, and I believe symbolically and spiritually, if we can save this monument, we can turn this woke revolution around. That's how important this is.
And what is Austin saying? Does he have any words to say about this other than we're going to take it down?
Yeah, we're going to take it down. He's expressed only no consideration, no respect for the opposition, no respect for the history, no respect for the South. In fact, you'd think he would have respect for the South because he desperately needs enlistees from the South. The military is now suffering from recruiting shortfalls, the likes of which we haven't had since the Vietnam War. Our military is demoralized. Why? Because of diversity, equity, and inclusion that Lloyd Austin has blessed to be part of the military culture now, undermining merit.
Yeah, and it's amazing because everywhere else now in America, these businesses, corporate America, is realizing DEI is D-I-E, it's dead, and critical race theory, all this movement that has been going on, they are abandoning it and letting it go because it doesn't work. But yet the military, which is so critical, and we're talking life and death issues here, as you stated earlier, the principal mission of what the military's job is supposed to be, it's out of focus when it embraces things like DEI and critical race theory and that sort of thing. And of course, as you mentioned, which is also very important here and ties into this, is this post-Christian culture in which we live in right now, where anything that has to do with Christmas, with Jesus Christ, with Christianity is all fair game and being targeted even more so with increasing intensity. So I'm not surprised on any level that something like this, because I agree with you, Scott, there is much to this monument that transcends the monument. There is a spiritual component that's involved here.
Oh, absolutely.
And clearly. Yeah,
absolutely. And let me speak to everyone.
We got a minute left.
We're going to turn it over to you.
Go ahead.
Feeling frustrated at what can we do to save this country? Well, this is one thing you can do easily, and saving this monument by supporting the legal action to bring an injunction to stop this process and to turn this around, it could be the turning point of this woke revolution, because this is the most significant monument in the country. We need to save it. So go to defendarlington.org, read up on it. You'll have easy access to send correspondence to your congressman, to contribute and be generous. This is the Christmas season. And, of course, this is why they're scheduling to take this monument down next week, because under the Christmas season, they can get away with it.
Unbelievable.
Or they think they can get away with it. But we need to stop this.
I'm amazed, Scott, that we've not heard about this before. And thank you so much for bringing it to the light and being on the show to tell us all about it. Scott Powell has been our guest. Thank you, sir.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Jaron.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore.
Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and More. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
USA News Update. Several children at a Virginia elementary school ate gummy bears that authorities say were laced with fentanyl. Seven children needed medical attention. According to the school superintendent's office, they did confirm that that bag of gummy bears was brought from home by a student. An investigation is taking place. Massachusetts health officials warning that a hepatitis A outbreak has hit the state, resembling a similar outbreak that occurred several years ago. No deaths have been reported. House Speaker Mike Johnson claims that the White House is obstructing the inquiry into President Biden. The vote to authorize the investigation may take place as early as today. Meanwhile, the president has been critical of Benjamin Netanyahu's government in Israel, saying that Netanyahu opposes a two-state solution. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, this holiday season presents a golden opportunity for small and mid-sized businesses, we call them SMBs, to thrive, but also accompanied by a unique set of challenges, as you can imagine. Well, with proper planning, SMBs can overcome the obstacles using new tools and strategies to boost customer satisfaction and drive sales. This, according to Dave Hickey of Verizon Business. Hickey also has the results of a recent survey and its insights to the current pulse of small businesses across the country. Dave Hickey, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. Happy to be here.
Hey, great to have you here. Share with us, the trends that the report is telling us that is existing in the marketplace right now.
Yeah, we do this survey annually, and some areas clearly that are highlighted more than others. Clearly, technology continues to play a massive role in the success of business owners, and that is everything from business internet to the devices they use to the type of technology they communicate with their customers. Some of the areas that came out in the survey as well that are big concerns for as we are in the middle of the holiday season is staffing. How do I create a great experience as a small and medium business customer? What do I do with light staffing? How do I stay competitive? When we think about sales, they're worried about the impact on peak holidays with hardships, inflation, as well. And then they're really saying, how do I compete against the big box retailers? Do I have a value add? Do I have a deep discounting strategy? And how does that compare with the big box retailers? Where do I advertise? Where do I put my money? Am I digital? Am I online? Am I radio? And where am I putting my time and effort so I can get my word out there? And then I guess the way you divide this up is online versus in-person. How do I, do I have the same strategy? Is it different? Do I get to a different customer base?
Exactly. So what are a few things small business owners can do to increase sales this holiday season?
Yeah, one is, as I said at the very top there, focus on experience. So upgrade your internet bandwidth. Nobody wants to walk into a store wait for a long time because point of sale is slow or something else there. So if you're going to have the right level or low level of staffing, experience has to be really good there as well. The second is leverage social. Use the apps that are available to you. Many of them are free in which you can get your message out. You can leverage that across the country. You can highlight a product or highlight a service. So I would say make sure you're doing that. And then the third is prioritize cybersecurity. Don't do all this work and effort to set up this great business then to allow these bad actors into your business.
Well, yeah, 'tis the season for the bad actors to come out, right? I mean, they're taking full advantage. They're seeing what's going on. People are in a hurry, and when they're in a hurry and they're just not minding, you know, their businesses, they become increasingly vulnerable, don't they?
They really do, and their SMBs are really a prime target for cyber criminals. They just see them as they've got this valuable data, usually have low security. They don't necessarily know what to do with it. And so we take a lot of our customers through just a very simple process. And many small and medium businesses, they probably want to be secure, but they think this is this big, overwhelming process that I've got to go through. And I'm here to tell you, it's really not that. There's really easy-level products that you can get deployed in your business. Some are even no-touch that you can deploy. But I would just say here are some quick sample places you could go through really fast. Address security when you're getting new technology. So if you upgrade your internet, you upgrade your device, whatever it may be, ask the security question. What do I need to protect? Who do I need to protect it with? And how do I protect it? You can get through those. Make sure you're using a great provider when you do that. Whether that's Verizon or another company, just ask the question through there as well. And then training. Think about what's available for you on training. Phishing is the biggest place we probably see it today, Bill, is where they send you a text. They send you an email. You click on it not knowingly. You've now given access. And if you don't have a security service in place, it doesn't block it. And now those bad actors, those cyber criminals jump in and take over.
And of course, this requires training because your personnel sometimes, you know, they're not thinking at that level in a sense that they are a potential portal to the interior of your business and can compromise your security. So training all the way up and down your line staff is critical, isn't it?
It really is a big deal, and it's not a big undertaking. And whether you use the online platforms that are available, whether you use one of our tech experts that can say, here are the things, and if you deploy some of these security resources, the great thing is if an employee flips up and clicks on one of those links, it blocks it. It keeps it from going into there as well. So you got to balance the training with those that also may not be listening.
And I want to talk a little bit. You touched on social media outreach. Is Verizon instrumental in helping, you know, SMBs with their social media strategy?
Yeah, we have this whole Digital Business Ready program that we've helped hundreds of thousands of companies across the country really get an online presence, really understand where they what they need to do without significant investment. There's so many companies out there as well that offer these different platforms, but they cost a lot of money. And so there's simple ways in which we do it to be able to take advantage of it. And that's another place your experts from Verizon, whether they're in the store or on our website, we can really help them get started.
Well, and the fact that you've got this kind of experience under your belt, I mean, this is a great networking resource that you bring to the table to your customers, right?
Yeah, we really, if you think about the experts we employ, I've been with Verizon for 20 years. We've got significant tenure across the country, and we deploy experts in all of these different fields. But Verizon divides itself up, too, with small and medium business. We have public sector, and we have our enterprise. So we really segment ourselves into these different industries so we can be that expert for each of them.
Wow, that's great. We're talking Dave Hickey, Vice President of Verizon Business West Business Markets. Let's talk a little bit more about the survey. What are some other trends from the survey that you were able to discern?
Well, one of the big topics this year has been AI, clearly hearing lots of it. And there's the small and medium business customer is super curious. They're curious about, what do I do with it? Like, there's all this information. How do I share it? And so there's a big gap amongst business owners of, what do I do with it? How do I deploy it? I would tell you that the survey told us that those that are currently using AI are seeing some really big benefits. They're having significant time efficiency. It's reduced process and flow, and it's allowing them to get after day-to-day operations and focus their time on core business needs. COVID, it's how you work for a small, medium business size and understand how you evolve with this remote workforce, especially in the service industry and those that are out there. So more than a quarter of them have implemented these new systems that allow for remote collaboration. There's all of these remote office, different platforms, voice over IP systems, very simple, low investment technology that you can get into that can continue to allow you to be connected not only to your employees, but also your customers.
Well, I want to go back and talk a little bit more about AI. There's no doubt about, like you say, you got to jump in. I mean, this is definitely the future. You can't let it pass you by because, meanwhile, it's going to put you at a competitive disadvantage if your competitors are utilizing it and you're not up to speed, right?
It really will. And the great thing is there's so many companies investing a lot of money into AI and how you search and how you access information and how you actually manage resources in there. So there's a lot that you can do. Verizon clearly can help there as well. I can tell you from a Verizon perspective, we use a lot of AI in our business, which has helped us be just so much more efficient. And you know, Bill, when you think about SMBs, efficiency is money.
Yeah. Well, it's always about getting a leg up, and as quickly as AI is moving, I mean, you have got to really, you know, jump in and wrap your arms around it, your brains around it, and begin to employ it. And I think that you will find, and what I'm hearing from others is the learning curve is a lot faster right now, and it's one of those things that are saying, you know, people are saying, I should have done this sooner. Well, as we wrap things up, Dave Hickey, we're grateful that you came on the show to tell us about the survey and help out these SMBs across the country. Where can they go for more information?
Absolutely. Verizon.com/business will get you connected not only with products online, but also our SMB experts across the country. Or feel free to walk into your local Verizon store, and we have SMB experts in there that can answer all of these questions.
Dave Hickey, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. Take care.
The holidays are here, and Amazon Access is making shopping on Amazon even easier and more affordable this season. Whether you're checking things off your holiday gift list or prepping to host a family feast, Amazon.com/access has programs, discounts, and features for eligible customers to save big. With Prime Access, qualifying government assistance recipients can get over 50% off a regular Prime membership while still enjoying all the benefits of Prime, including fast, free delivery on every order. Eligible customers can shop everyday essentials like shampoo, paper towels, and coffee, as well as festive products like holiday gifts, hosting must-haves, and decor for only $6.99 a month. Eligible customers can also register their Snap EBT cards on Amazon to order eligible groceries online for delivery or pickup. In addition, they can use Snap benefits on Amazon.com to shop shelf-stable pantry items and shop fresh produce from Amazon Fresh. Find discounts, coupons, convenient pickup options, and more with Amazon Access. Visit Amazon.com/access to learn how you can save big this holiday season. Terms and conditions apply. Sponsored by Amazon.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit StraightTalk.com.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Welcome. Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got a real treat for you. Benjamin Renner is going to be joining us, the director and writer of this incredible family fun animation movie that will be coming out this holiday season on the big screen. Benjamin, known for the big red the big bad fox, I should say. I want to make him red. I don't know why. Other Tales, and Ernest and Celestine, and A Mouse's Tale. Benjamin Renner, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, in watching this movie, I said, you know what's going to happen is everybody's going to want to become a mallard and join in on the adventure after their entire family watches this this great, fun family animation movie, Migration, which you directed.
Yeah, I mean, mallards are the best, you know, like everyone should. I mean, people sort of like think they're innocent creatures, but they have the coolest features, like they can... The only animal that can walk on earth, swim underwater, and fly at the same time. You know, like every other animal, they can't do that. A fish can go on land, they can't fly and everything. So I think they're the coolest animal. I understand why people would want that, yeah.
So how did this idea come about for you? How did this come, you know, across your orbit?
Yeah, well, it was not my idea. At first, it was my producer idea, like Chris Menendry, who is the founder of Illumination and produced all those movies, Despicable Me, Mario, you know, all those great movies. And he read an article about those ducks who, because some of the winters start to be like more cold, warmer and warmer, and some ducks decide to stay home, you know, like they don't want to migrate anymore because they're comfortable in the little pond and they don't have to do this migration that can be quite dangerous for them.
Right.
And Chris Menendry felt, well, actually, you know, I kind of relate to this sort of attitude, you know, of staying home and being in my comfort zone and not confronting myself to the dangers of life.
Right.
And also, I think he related to his wife sort of like telling, oh, no, you're going to move, you know, like we are going to challenge, like that's what her life should be about. And that's how he came up with the idea. And I loved this pitch, you know, like this idea of using mallards, which are very sort of like it would be a fable way of talking about very human relationships, you know, that you can have within a family, with your kids, you know, the question you can ask yourself about how we should educate our kids, you know, if we should tell them it's great to be in your comfort zone, or on the contrary, if you should be like more challenging life, but with all the dangers that could be happening in life, you know, like it's tricky, you know, you can't just have your kids running around and everything. You have to take them danger so they can learn how to overcome obstacles. But at the same time, you have to be there to make sure that if they fall, you know, you have to help them get back up. So I mean, I love this pitch and it was just so much fun. Like, you know, like talking about that and everything. Yeah.
Well, plus Benjamin, I mean, you were able to assemble quite a cast here.
Yeah. The cast was amazing, and that's the great thing about working with a studio like Illumination, because you can afford like being with those great talent. We have Kumail Nanjiani, who is the father, and Elizabeth Banks is the mother, and she has this sort of like peppiness. Both of them have this sort of like spirit that the characters have, so it was great because I didn't ask them to, you know, like compose the role that much. And of course, Danny DeVito being the grumpy uncle, he was delighted to play a grumpy mallard. Like, he was very, very fun with that. And there's many others. Like, Ian Michael Key just played this wonderful parrot that's really awesome. We had a wonderful pigeon played by Awkwafina, a grumpy little pigeon. And Carol Kane is doing a wonderful, like, sort of like witchy heron. So, yeah, the cast was just amazing. Like, just fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, Danny DeVito said you typecasted him a bit.
Yeah. I mean, he's just, what's great with Danny is that, you know, like, he's reading the script once, I mean, he's just reading one line, and he starts, like, doing a stand-up comedy of full improvisation or based on one line, and it's just so, so funny, like, because you can tell that he wants to make people laugh, and he completely understood the character and just found all the humor based on this character.
Well, that could be a follow-up movie afterwards, just the outtakes, just, you know, catching DeVito and some of these other characters, because, you know, that's the fun part of doing animation, right?
Yeah.
Is that you can kind of rev yourself into character and develop right there like that. That's just awesome.
Yeah. No, that's the great thing about animation, definitely. Yeah.
Mm. Any surprises for you?
You mean during the production of the movie?
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh yeah, well, one of the biggest surprise I think was, you know, like the difficulty of, you know, like designing ducks, you know, like they're very nice creature, but we had this issue when we were watching ducks, they all look the same, you know, like, so we had to find a way to make them look different and have features that make them look, fun and everything. And of course, you know, like, the problem was like, how can you make a duck express such human related feelings, you know, how, because we had to be very subtle and everything, you know? And they're ducks, you know, so they have like, they couldn't use hands because they have wings, so they don't have hands and everything, and we have to make sure that people could say, oh, I see myself as a dad in this mallard. So it was a tricky experience, but I mean, it's what animation do, you know, like, we've been doing this for years and everything, it's always a challenge, but it's so fun, you know, Nemo done that with clownfish and everything, you know, like, we always do that.
And you talk about ducks with wings, and there's a part where we've got to add to some wings, right?
We have, what, sorry? We have,
you had to add to some wings. When you talk about wings, you know, ducks have wings, and sometimes when they lose their wings, you've got to adapt, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. You have to find ways of flying. Yeah, there's a moment in the film where we're talking about like how it can be a challenge to lose your wing as a bird. But that was also like the fun of trying to find solutions like that and everything. Yeah, definitely.
But a great idea. No, it's very precious. I know people are really going to get a kick out of that. We're giving you a little tease on that, so you can look forward to enjoying that. So. You know, Benjamin, as we wrap things up here, what do you want the audience to take away from this movie?
Well, I think it's based on the pitch that Chris Mandelbrot told me, you know, like this idea of getting out of a comfort zone and that it's important and it's going to be rewarding, you know, like that. I know it's scary to face life, you know, and it's so easy to get into the routine. I mean, it's useful sometimes to sort of like rest and everything, but you have to be careful not to get stuck in the routine. And yes, you have to face those negative feelings, you know, that people might feel are negative, but they're actually making you grow, you know, like fear and anxiety and even anger, you know, sometimes you have to confront to that to sort of like, not saying that I'm telling people they should be angry at everyone, but just sometimes you have to learn that to be angry and that how you can overcome that and make yourself more calm and everything. And it's all about that, you know, like how important it is to face life and with all its aspects so that afterwards you can grow from it and have just the best memories of, you know, like what life is and that you feel you evolved compared to before. And the thing with routine is that it's like you stop evolving, you just run in circle.
Exactly.
And it's what, you know, like life should be about, like evolving and growing and everything. And I hope it will help people sort of like watch this movie and say, okay, let's go for a hike, you know, like let's go for an adventure, you know,
it's
like
time
let's
for
try new things and
exactly.
And everything.
Well, yeah. Benjamin Renner, I cannot thank you enough for being with us. Benjamin Renner is the director and writer of Migration, which is coming to a big screen near you this holiday season. Thank you, Benjamin. Take care.
Thank you so much. Thank you a lot.
Got it. Hey, how much fun was that? I mean, Benjamin is so cool. It was just a lot of fun to talk, you know, ducks and this great movie. You're going to have a lot of fun taking the family to it. Trust me, had a chance to see it, and it's really a blessing. You're going to enjoy it thoroughly. My good friend Jake Lang just sent me a text that you need to be aware of. I mean, this is really cool if you can help out. This is huge news. He had Patrick Byrne, you know, the Overstock.com billionaire, was on his political prisoner podcast last night. He's publicly pledged to donate $500,000, $500,000 to the January 6th legal fund. As you know, we've been raising funds for the J6 prisoners. For all that they've been dealing with, you know, commissary needs and legal defense and the whole thing. Well, this is huge. This is like a Christmas gift and miracle here. $500,000, and he says that if we can raise $250,000 by the end of this weekend, that's this Sunday night at midnight, then he will he'll throw in the other, you know, $250,000, and so. We'll be at $500,000. Right now, we're at about, we're just under $300,000 in donations. So as we say, this is an incredible moment for the Jan 6 community. As you know, these prisoners have been, you know, languishing in jail, many in solitary confinement without due process. Jake has been there for over 300 days. I mean, this is amazing. The political, abuse that has been thrust upon America's citizens because they were addressing their grievance and exercising their constitutional right. Now, I get it. You know, there was some damage done, and whatever damage was done and whatever laws were broken, this is not to evade that. But this is to support justice. There needs to be justice in the midst of all this. I mean, you see what's happening, you know, to Jake, or you hear about it, and the other J6 prisoners. You know, we've had one suicide from an individual that was just so overwhelmed by the stress of dealing with this, and our government could care less. I mean, there's no contrition, there's no regret that they have done this to fellow citizens. These are American citizens that have every right to ask questions about about the election process. They continue to this day, and especially when you have a majority of Americans saying that they believe something was wrong. We just haven't gotten down to the bottom of it, and they're not interested. They're the elites and the people who are in power. They're not interested in getting down to the bottom of it because they got what they wanted. And so look at it however you want. But meanwhile, we've got America's children, our sons and daughters being held prisoner. So go to you can go to J6 Legal, J6 Legal Fund, and that will connect you with the donate button.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you afraid?